Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
I don't believe the things that I read in the Bible. I do believe that there's a power, but I don't believe what I read in the Bible. And I'm questioning it, and I just wanted some answers.
I was so happy when I became born again, so excited to start my new life, and I seem to have fallen off track. I know that I've done that now a bunch off and on, and so my question really is how can I get back on track? And not just back on track, but do what I know in my heart that God is telling me to do and not get distracted.
Two of my favorite calls. Hello, everyone. This is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Those were two of my favorite calls from the listener call-in line. Because they're thoughtful, thoughtful questions, thoughtful and sincere. And I've answered the questions before in a previous program, but I want to touch upon these questions again because they're very key. Some of you are listening to this program, and when you heard what you heard, you said, yes, yes, that's me, okay? So let's begin. I've been on the air for over 26 years now. My message has always been the same. I want to help people become free. Free to live life truly. And so, let's begin with those two questions as a good starting point. Let's begin with the second question, how to get back on track, because that's the story of everyone's life. We got off track. We got off track. And whether you're sitting in a high-rise building in a nice office somewhere listening to this program, or you're a salesperson, or you're a college student, or maybe you're in a shelter somewhere for homeless people, or you're in rehab, okay? Or you're sitting in your corporate jet, or you're on a basketball court, okay, shooting some hoops and listening with on your iPhone. You know what? That's the story of everyone's life. We got off track, okay, and it ruins people's lives. You know, it's one thing to be in the gutter. Lying in the gutter as a drug addict or an alcoholic, or you know, have messed your whole life up very, very badly, and then there you are, so it's obvious, okay, you got off track. And how'd you get off track? Well, you hated your parents. That's how it began. You hated your parents because they were rotten. You had rotten parents, and so you hated them. But you see the problem? The problem is the hate ruined your life. So if you could just let go of the hate, let go of the anger. And I can help you. I can show you how. Okay? But it's another thing entirely to have a nice career, a nice family, and there you are, and something is wrong. It's like you're not living your own life. It's like all the things you've acquired have not brought you happiness. Okay? So, that's something else entirely. So it happens to everyone. And so I want to talk about how to get back on track. Okay, and I've already given you a clue as to how you got off track. One way was by resenting your parents and resenting other people. And another way is by doubting what you know in your heart. Doubting what you know in your heart, and listening to other people instead of the voiceless voice within. Hi, this is Roland. Are you suffering from stress? Most people do, you know. The reason they suffer from stress is because they're too reactive. When you're reactive, when you get excited, anxious, irritated, nervous, and especially angry, angry toward other people, well, then what happens is that you thereby become unstable. You become unstable. And not only that, but you condition your own body. You condition your body to react and react and react. So the first thing you need to do is to learn how not to react. And that you can learn to do that. And the reaction occurs in the moment. And so you have to learn to be prepared for the moment with an attitude of preparedness and pre-armed with patience. You have to have patience before you arrive at the moment. So may I recommend you try my meditation? I have a very nice meditation. It's called the free meditation. It's only 6 minutes long, and it teaches you how to be prepared for the moment, prepared with patience for the moment. You can find it at sheddingshackles.com or at talktoapastor.org. We're talking about getting back on track. Now, it's not always as dramatic as a person who's in the gutter, an alcoholic, a drug addict, okay? Or the person who's in their corporate jet and feeling miserable and saying, you know, none of this has brought me happiness. It's not always that dramatic. It could be more subtle, but like I said, it happens to everyone. You could have had decent parents. Okay, you had decent parents. They did a reasonably good job, okay? And you went to school, and you were an okay kid. Maybe you went to college, and that was okay. And now you're working, and that's okay, okay? Maybe you've gone to church. And you hear the things there, and you kind of like what you hear. You hear about patience and principle and honor and decency and wisdom and grace. And you like that, okay? Somehow touches a responsive chord. So you try to incorporate that into your life too. Okay, so now, there you are, decent person, decent family, decent parents, okay? And you're trying to live a proper life and something's not quite right, okay? Something's missing and you keep messing up. Well, what you need, see, here's what you need. First of all, you need to look at all the basic things and see what might be going on with the basic things that is messing things up. And I can tell you the number one thing on the list, a little checklist, okay? A little checklist for life, a life checklist. Number one on the list, number one thing to look for is resentment, okay? Resentment. It can be very subtle, see? Just a little resentment of your wife when she's a little bit bossy, or a little resentment of your husband when you see him looking for a support for his ego, or if he's a little irresponsible. It could be a little resentment when your kids come up with a question and you would rather watch the ball game or text your friends, you see. It could be a little resentment, a little something against your parent. Your dad wasn't there for you when you graduated. And he wasn't there when you played the ball game. He wasn't there. He was at work. You wanted him there, see? Or your mom. Your mom did the best she could, but sometimes she would scream at you or say mean things to you. Or she was sick all the time, and you felt responsible, and she made you feel responsible, and then you resented that, see? You resented it. Or the other kids' parents were cool and your parents weren't so cool. Things like that. There's just a myriad of things that you could resent, but any resentment at all, okay, causes a little guilt, okay? So resentment is wrong, and so if you resent, it causes a little guilt. But you may not be aware that it's the resentment, but that's what it is. And you misinterpret the guilt. You think, well, the reason I'm guilty is because I'm not doing enough. I'm not praying enough. I'm not studying the Bible enough. Okay? I'm not volunteering enough. I'm not being nice enough. And so you're nicer to other people, and you do nice things for your partner, and you study more, and see. But no, you're misinterpreting the guilt. The guilt is not for not doing more. The guilt is for some resentment. See, we could also use the word hostility or anger. Or you're angry at somebody because they remind you of somebody else. A lot of ladies are angry at their partner because he reminds her of her father or other men that she's known that failed her. See? So number one thing on the list to look for is resentment. Start watching for it. Now, it's not easy to watch for sometimes. It's very subtle. So what you can do is you can get my meditation, which helps you to get some objectivity and some clarity. The thing is, you got to be real careful about this resentment thing, and you have to see that it's wrong to resent other people. You have to see that. You have to see your own resentment and begin to let it go. Okay? Because if you don't, it can mess everything up. You can have wonderful things, and you can feel guilty and unworthy and unhappy with what you have. You can resent your partner or your kids or resent yourself. A lot of people turn the resentment on themselves. And the reason is, it's resentment that's spoiling it. Let go of the resentment, and then you can have your cake and eat it too. You can have the good things of life, be a friend of conscience, and stress and anxiety will be a thing of the past. Got a comment or a question? Call my listener call-in line right now and leave a message on my voicemail. The number to call is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you'll want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.sheddingshackles.com and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special we're having. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage so you can start reading right away. Just visit sheddingshackles.com and look for the Secure PayPal button. The program is called Shedding Shackles. I've been around 26 years, and my program is dedicated to helping people refine the good life, okay, in all respects. And so let's talk about it, shall we? Now, we've been talking about falling off track and wanting to get back on track. And I said that a stumbling block that causes a lot of people to fall off track is resentment. And I laid some of the groundwork, but I want to continue. And those of you who are just tuning in right now, you really, really must go to my website so you can listen to the whole program, okay? Because I laid out quite a bit of groundwork. And so I said that a lot of people where everything seems to be going okay in their life, yet they're not happy, something's wrong, and it's resentment, see? And it could be resentment of a coworker, resentment of yourself, resentment of anything at all. Brings in a negativity. It separates you from your own inner ground of good. But now, here's the thing about falling off track. Okay? It's taken me a while to get here, but I had to lay some groundwork. Resentment trips people up. Here's how it happens. Remember I said that because resentment is wrong, it's a little bit of hate, it's a little bit of judgment, so anger. It feeds pride and it causes a little bit of guilt. So when a person has a little bit of guilt, most people misinterpret the guilt. They don't realize it's the resentment. They think it's something else. They think it's because they're not doing enough. See, egos always think we have to do more, be more, have more. So they try to be nicer, better, earn more money, study more. See? And then what happens? Well, you get frustrated and you're still not happy. And then because of the anxiety and the guilt and the struggle, see? And then they end up struggling with whatever's called struggling. And all of that leads to another fall. And eventually, a person craves a relief from the sense that something's not quite right. And so there's the naughty thing. There's the marijuana. There's the alcohol. There's the trivia. There's the spending money and pleasure. And you see how all those things become an escape, or the cigarettes. Any of those can be an escape. An escape from the truth, an escape from the light, see? But if you could just sit still, what does it say in the Bible? Be still, God says through his prophet, he says, be still and know that I am God. If you could learn to be still in the present moment and allow your guilt to catch up with you, in other words, just sit still and bear the little bit of pain, the little bit of uneasiness, okay, that comes from just sitting still and not reaching for something. And then, in God's light, see, you will be able to begin to see just what it is that is you're doing wrong. And most often it's resentment. Okay? And then just let it go. See? And then when you let go of the resentment, then you don't have a guilt anymore. When you don't have a guilt anymore, there's no reason to escape from the truth. You see? Now, some of the resentments go way back to childhood and so on. So what you need to do is, and here's the second thing, don't try to fix yourself. Don't try to, fix yourself somehow. Instead, do the most basic thing. Remember, Christ said, put first the kingdom of God in his right way. So the first thing you want to do is learn to sit still. Get my meditation. And sit still, practice sitting still, and 5 minutes in the morning, and 5 minutes in the afternoon, 5 minutes in the evening. Practice sitting still so that you can come out of the morass of your thinking, out of the whirlpool of your thinking, out of the bottomless pit of your thinking and imagining. And see, it's all it eventually comes very negative down there. So you can come back and then you can see in God's light, in the present moment, in God's light, you'll be able to intuitively see what it is that is you're doing wrong. And then you can regret what you see about yourself, and that way you're reconciled back to truth. You're reconciled back to the truth, back to God's light. Can you see how wonderful that is? In other words, you're reconciling yourself back to God by doing a very simple thing, two simple things. Number one is sitting still. And number two, letting go of the resentment, you see, or whatever other subtle thing you're doing wrong. And then you'll be a friend of God. And then you'll have it made in the shade.
I don't believe the things that I read in the Bible. I do believe that there's a power, but I don't believe what I read in the Bible. And I just wanted some answers.
I was so happy when I became born again, so excited to start my new life, and I seem to have fallen off track. I know that I've done that now a bunch off and on, so my question really is how can I get back on track? And not just back on track, but do what I know in my heart that God is telling me to do and not get distracted.
My real question is, why can't I hear his word? Sometimes I can't hear his word, and I am explaining to him and explaining and trying to tell him my particular thing.
Hi, this is Brian. I'm a college student, and I've heard you speak quite a bit about your meditation. And I'm wondering if you could tell me more about what the meditation is and what it does.
Actually, I'm asking to put out a prayer list, and if you would like to do that on the radio, that's fine. We're losing everything, and my family is fighting, and I just need all the prayers that I can get right now. I'm just at my end's wits. I haven't lost faith in God, but I just want positivity in my life and no more negativity.
Good people looking for answers. And sometimes the answer is very simple. As simple as letting go of resentment and believing back into what you know in your heart. We're talking about getting back on track. And I've talked about what it is, most likely, that's getting you off track. And once you get off track, then whatever it is that you end up falling into, see, whether it's cigarettes or alcohol or drugs or marijuana or something naughty or spending too much money or looking for pleasure or, see, burying yourself in a video game, in video games, whatever it is that you're doing, see, then the problem is you end up struggling with it. And then when you struggle with it, then that's another guilt for struggling, see, and for not wanting to face the truth. And so that's another guilt. So what you need to do is just to stop struggling. Stand back. Take a mental step back. Learn how to do so with my little meditation. And then you'll have the mental clarity that you need to see what's really going on, okay? Then your life will come back into order, not because you're putting it in order, but because you're doing a very simple thing. You're learning to sit still, and thereby, actually, what you're doing is letting go and letting God. See, and instead of saving yourself, you sit still in God's light in the present moment. Now I want to say something else. The second part of today's program, in what little time I have left. The second thing, remember I said there was a checklist of things that people do wrong to get, that people are doing in error, that gets their life, gets them off track and ruins everything? Well, the first thing was what? Remember? Resentment. So you got to let go of resentment. And you have to learn to see it. That's why you need to meditate so you can see it. And then number two, the second thing, is doubting yourself. Doubting yourself. See, you have the capacity to know what is right in your heart intuitively. God gives that to you. He gives animals instinct. That's why a beaver can build a dam and a robin can build a nest, you see. The robin knows how to build the nest, no problem. He doesn't have to go to school, he just does it. Well, you could build a life. You could build a life based on your intuition. Sure, you have to gather little pieces of information here and there, but basically your intuition would be your guide, what you know in your heart. Because you kind of know in your heart anyway, don't you? You know that lying is wrong, and stealing is wrong, and resenting other people is wrong, and hating people is wrong, and being angry at people is wrong, and being phony, you know that's wrong. See? Well, okay, so you know these things already. You know them in your heart. But now you start to doubt yourself. See, people confuse you everywhere you go. See, especially the authorities, whether they're religious authorities or any other kinds of authorities, expert authorities, they're very clever at confusing. They seem like they know what they're talking about. See, and then they press something upon you that you are supposed to accept. And somehow in your heart, you know that there's something not quite right about what they're saying. You don't know what it is exactly, but it's not quite right. But they pressure you with it. See? They pressure you with it, and then you give in. You doubt yourself. And you set aside what you knew in your heart. But what's the result? How many times have you had a hunch? And then you didn't follow your hunch, and afterwards you could kick yourself. See? Well, all right. So it's the same everywhere, but everyone specializes in trying to make you doubt yourself, and other people do it too, even your so-called friends. They try to make you think they're wonderful and they're nice and they're good and they like you and they think you're wonderful. See, they're lying to you. They don't really think you're wonderful. They see your faults, see, but they pretend they don't see them so that you'll pretend you don't see their faults. So everybody's lying to each other. Everybody's putting everybody else on. See? Well, that's not good. Now, it shouldn't bother you if other people are doing that. If you saw through the deception, if you saw that they were lying and you didn't resent them, then you'd be safe. You could wait until you see for yourself the right way to go, you see? So you have to learn to not doubt yourself. Begin to believe what you know in your heart wordlessly, okay? Then you'll be okay. Hello, this is Roland. For 26 years, I've been helping couples stop fighting and start loving each other again. If you and your partner are not getting along, you really should read The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You can find it at Amazon.com or at SheddingShackles.com. Did you hear something on today's program that you liked or that moved you? Why don't you call my listener call-in line? You can call anytime, 24/7, leave a message on my voicemail. I listen to all the messages. Some of the calls even find their way on the air. If you'd like to give me a call and leave a message on my voicemail, or a question, or a comment, here's the number to call. You can call anytime. In fact, you can call right now. The number to call is 510-455-8855. Once again, that's 510-455-8851. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. I hope you enjoyed today's program. I certainly did. The theme of today's program was how to get back on track. And I talked about the importance of giving up resentment. And then, learning to not doubt yourself. Have faith in what you know in your heart. Very, very important. If you'd like to listen to the program again, just visit my radio archives at SheddingShackles.com or TalkToAPastor.org. And while you're at it, you can watch some of my YouTube video lectures. I have over 500 YouTube video lectures on topics like this. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is SheddingShackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.